Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Ramon Ray is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ramon is the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. He is the guy who created smallbiztechnology.com. He writes profusely, prolifically, and very well on technology issues. He is one of the great resources for us when it comes to when we're trying to find out about what's really going on with technology, but not just technology, but the things that it creates, the opportunities it creates, and also the communities that it creates. And he and I are going to talk a little bit about that today. Ramon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. And that's so important. It's not just technology for technology's sake. I love the way you put that. It's what technology enables one to do.
What do you do with it? I mean, technology is a tool.
Absolutely.
I mean, a hammer is a form of technology. But a hammer laying on a shelf does nothing until it drives a nail and builds something.
And I think small business owners should never forget that, because sometimes they can get into the hype of it and think, yeah, wow, I just need to have it. But it's a tool, and if the tool doesn't work, it's no good.
You don't want technology for technology's sake.
Right, exactly.
Because, and see, that's what has happened. And we've actually, it's been fun to watch as technology has evolved, Ramon, over the last 15 years or so. From things that we were spellbound about, we were just mystified by them, the internet and websites and the email and instant messaging and et cetera, et cetera. But then over time, these things settle in and just become tools that we leverage.
Right. I guess it's like a car. No longer are we surprised. Four wheels.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Now one of the things, I used the term community a minute ago. That technology has created lots of new community opportunities.
Right.
Human beings have been developing community since the first two humans met.
Right.
And so community is not nothing. There's nothing new about community, but communities that have been developed through technology, through the ability to connect with each other through technology, that is pretty new. And meaning in the last generation or so.
Sure.
And we have a lot of examples of those, don't we, Ramon?
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you look at websites and email marketing, those are very static relationships and a kind of a one-way community. I build my website.
Right.
I have my email newsletter from me to you, or from me to thousands.
I call it push or pull.
Right.
I push things out to you, and then I pull things back to me. But it's pretty much it's not a dialogue, is it?
Exactly. And they're still important, by the way. But
yeah,
I think what we're seeing nowadays, as you had mentioned, is this what I call and what others call social media, which is the aspect of no longer is it just a website that goes one way, but now the person who's reading my content can also instantaneously reply to me.
Right.
That person can not just reply to me, but can see who else is reading what I'm writing and also reply to them. So it's a way to have a two-way communication between the author of the content and between others reading the content.
Give us some examples of how this is happening. Give us some examples of some actual tools.
Sure, I will. And there's two things. I mean, of course, on one's own website, you can see who's reading it and things like that. Larger companies can develop their own private tools. But I think one of the famous examples is Facebook. I hate to keep saying Facebook, but what
right.
can I say? I have to give them props.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought at first, Jim, that it was a toy. And it was, I think, similar to chat. You know, you chat to cheat with your spouse or to gossip or whatever you're going to do on chat back in the old days. Now we all use it. And Facebook, I think, has grown like that, from an application just for college students to keep track of each other. You can see photos. You can see, oh, this person updated their itinerary. Oh, this person's
mm-hmm.
flying away. But now it can be a business tool. You know, Jim is flying into Denver. Jim or you know, 20 people are reading what Jim's new post is. That's
mm-hmm.
the beauty of social media.
And now, how at what point in time, though, does it morph from being a pastime, just something, you know, to do,
right,
into something that's really a tool that has value, not just entertainment?
Sure. I think there's two things, Jim. I think that with my own experience is that what I found is that you want to follow your customers. Maybe someone in your audience is a shoe manufacturer for young, hip, you know, young people, and they have a certain kind of shoe, whatever the example, mm-hmm, you know, it is. And if they're all on Facebook, or they're using Twitter and other tools, they can talk about them later if you like, but these Twitter and Plaxo and LinkedIn, et cetera, you then need to have your online business there. And there's simple, mm-hmm, ways to do it. That's where you need to be.
This is the new marketplace, isn't it? It's where a lot of your customers are hanging out instead of hanging out at the mall or reading a magazine or whatever. They're going to these places. And it's not either or, ladies and gentlemen. It's both and. I want to talk about that when we come back, the difference between either or and both and. It's 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ramon Ray is our guest. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them deep for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, why don't you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, you got a big event going on tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to think so, and it's actually very very complimentary to what we're talking about today. It's called Beyond Websites and Email, Using Social Media to Grow Your Business. So tomorrow evening about 6:30 at the Samsung Center in New York City, it'll be all about should you use websites or blogs or social media or all three in your business. And your New York area listeners who type in Blasingame in the discount code box, there are 10 tickets complimentary waiting for them.
All right. So go to smallbiztechnology.com.
Exactly, and they'll see a link for Taste of Technology right on the website.
Click on that, and then if you'd like a free ticket, folks, type in my name, Blasingame. Type that in to the code, and the first 10 people get a free ticket.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
No, thank you. Absolutely.
So all of you folks who are living in the tri-state area, check it out. And they can find out more about the times and the location and all that right there, too. All right, that's good. We're talking about social media and whether it's going to be, you know, has it been a fad? Is it going to last? I think the reason it's going to last is because of the young people.
Yeah.
Because this is the way they like to communicate. And they're the future of the marketplace. And as old fossils like me ride off into the sunset, you know, we're going to take the old ways with us. And of course, you know, I'm kind of living in both universes. You know, I have a foot in both universes. I made my living once upon a time with a Bic pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter, but that was about the extent of our technology. And now, you know, as you know, we're very much high level adopters of technology, but still, the idea of living of finding my world on the social media environments, that's really heavily a young person's scene, I think. And so, but because they're the emerging people in the marketplace, that's the reason why I think this thing's going to last. But the question is, how do businesses get the most out of this? How do we make sure that the time we spend on these things, which can be considerable, Ramon,
absolutely,
the time that's spent is proper and has the right amount of return on it?
No, it's a very important question. I think there's two points to keep in mind, Jim. I think one, they're using social media as a pure business tool. So there's a new technology called Twitter. Those who are listening, Twitter.
Tell us what that does.
Sure, Twitter enables you to put text messages, no more than 140 characters, send it directly to someone's phone. Now, you may say, why is that important? I can text right from my phone itself. But let's say you're a small retailer selling baked cakes. You can have a Twitter feed, and update your customers. Every time a freshly baked cake is made, Twitter them, and the message will appear on their cell phone. So using your singular cell phone, of course, it's one-to-one. But using Twitter, you send one message, and it can go to 1,000 instantaneously. And it's free.
If you already have the, if you have their cell phone numbers.
Exactly, correct.
But now you've also got to apply the same opt-in standards for this as you do for email.
Correct. And also the benefit of Twitter also, let me just correct myself, Jim, you don't have to have the cell phone numbers. What happens is that people who are already on Twitter, going back to the young people,
right,
they have Twitter accounts, so they can opt to have your message to their cell phone, and you don't even have to have it.
So they can go through a they can go through a list of vendors that they would like to hear from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Correct.
Very interesting.
And the second part of that, that's using it as a core business tool. But the second part, just to caution the audience, is do make sure your message is authentic. If you're not going to be using it just as a core business tool to send email message or to get closer to your customers, don't try to pretend that you're a hip Facebook person if you're not,
right,
because your younger audience will see through that.
Yeah, they catch me in a minute. They catch me in a heartbeat.
But it's important. And I think also, Jim,
because I don't know all the abbreviations, all the acronyms.
Sure, no.
I know what BFF means.
What's that?
Best friends forever. Come on, Ramon.
Okay.
What's the matter with you? I thought you were hip.
EOM, end of message.
You know, if I know something about this that you don't know, Ramon, you're in big trouble.
Well, you'd be surprised, Jim. But I think another thing, Jim, you were going to mention is that the aspects of should we have just email or social media. Can I mention that in 50 minutes?
Sure.
Yeah, it's just that for those of you who don't have websites, you don't have an email newsletter.
Whoa, wait a minute. If you don't have a website, folks, I want to know why. Okay, now go ahead, Ramon.
I agree. And for those of you who
if you don't have email, I'm sorry, right, Ramon. If you don't have email, I want to know why.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I agree. So for those of you, though, who don't have a website or email newsletter or it's not up to par, these things are first foremost very important. It's like not having good spelling but trying to have a website. These things are critical. Only after you have a great website and an email newsletter presence, then social media should you look into, in my opinion.
And do you recommend if you're trying to embrace and capitalize on social media and you're over 40, don't you recommend, maybe even over 35, don't you recommend that you enlist the services of somebody in their 20s to work on this for you?
No, I do recommend, absolutely, and to help you along.
This is an example, folks, where the young people really have a knack for this, and you need to think about that. Stand by, quick break, right back with Ramon Ray after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back at 7 till. There's Dan Fogelberg's guitar bringing us back. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. Ramon Ray is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm your host. Ramon is the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, give us your website again one more time, please.
Sure, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com. Smallbiztechnology.com.
All right, so check it out. And don't forget to check out his event coming up tomorrow and register for it if you live in the New York area and get a free ticket. He's the first 10 people who register who put my name, Blasingame, into the registration form there, the code form. You'll get a free ticket. Okay, Ramon, we're talking about social media, and I was just talking about, folks, if you really want to capture this, if you want to find out not only where to be, but how to behave, how to act on those sites, because there is a protocol, isn't there?
Absolutely.
There's a language. It's almost a dialect, isn't it?
It is. And people can see through it.
For communicating, make sure that you're represented there by people who speak that language, which is not me. It's not most people with any gray hair. It's usually the young people, right, Ramon?
No, that's true, and I think also a place that isn't open. One thing
now, you're a young guy too, Ramon, but I can already tell that you're, in terms of social media, you might be just a little long in the tooth there, Ramon.
Absolutely. You're right. No, I'm getting there. But one thing that should not be there for your listeners is press releases, just in case any of them say, you know what, let's just start shoving our press releases on Facebook or Twitter.
Oh,
that's
no.
A non-starter.
Yeah. Why is that? I agree with you, but tell us why.
Yeah, the reason why is because on those sites, people, like many sites, people want two things. They either want community, as you alluded to in our first comments, Jim,
right,
or they want really rich information. If you're a shoe store selling shoes, they want to know, buy this pink shoe because it was worn by Palin or Hillary or whatever. You know,
right.
This new shirt, you can, you know, Jay-Z wore it at the concert. So things like that they want. They don't want to know,
yeah,
the new shirt's 10% off.
Uh-huh.
You can slip it into the message.
And that's one of the mistakes businesses make, don't they?
Yes.
They think it's a new kind of billboard, don't they?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But people don't want to see that. They're on there. Why? If it's their cell phone especially, they want to communicate. It's intimate. It's personal. And you have
to keep
it
that way. That's what I meant. What you just said is what I meant by knowing how to act, knowing how to behave,
right,
knowing how to talk. I mean, there's a way to behave. There's a way to communicate on these social media sites that's accepted. And anything that's different from that,
right,
is immediately identified and basically just discounted and discarded.
Absolutely, and I think one way to start that, those of you who don't have a Facebook account, for example, or a Twitter account or these other tools, get one for yourself and play with it, you know, and see how it works for yourself on your own personal life.
You know, one of the things about all this social media stuff, though, Ramon, that concerns me is it takes a lot of time.
It does.
And most business owners don't have a lot of extra time.
Right. No, that's correct. I think one of the ways to overcome that, is, as you said earlier, I think, is this is where you really have to expand your business. And there's two ways to do it. One, you can get a virtual assistant, and I'm sure, Jim, you may have had shows on that before,
yep,
a virtual assistant, or get others to help you do that. But it still should be in your voice, in your authentic voice. The second thing, there are technologies you can put in place so that when you write something once, it's dispersed to Facebook, to Twitter,
yeah,
and these other applications. So using technology and using human help, you can, you know, do more in the same day that you have.
One of the things that concerns me a little bit about all the social media stuff,
mm-hmm,
is privacy.
Yes.
That's if there's one thing that's the enemy of the success of social media, it's going to be privacy, isn't it?
Yeah, Jim, that's a
breaches of privacy.
Yes. No, it's a huge thing, and I would recommend any business person, just like you would with your children, it sounds weird, but I would be careful. I'll just put it this way. Putting your real birth date, your precise age.
Yeah.
We only have two genders, so pick one. Things like that, I would be very careful in putting it totally 100% accurate. That's just my personal policy. Yeah, I would. That's my personal opinion.
Well, see, I'll tell you, I went on one time to sign up for one site.
Right.
And I myself went and did it, and they asked me so much information,
right,
that I stopped the process. I didn't finish it.
It's scary. I mean, so many.
I didn't want that information,
mm-hmm,
to be out there. I didn't trust the site that
I agree.
Much.
You're right. So that's why you really have to be careful. I mean, I was on Plaxo actually last night, and they said put in your home address, put in your birth date, all these things. And
yeah,
fortunately, I signed up, but I stopped.
But you shouldn't have. But see, that's the thing. If you've got to come up with all, you know, some kind of a bad information. I mean,
right,
that concerns me, Ramon.
Right.
And the young people, one thing about it, the young people don't seem to be concerned as much about privacy.
Yeah, but they should be, because
I think they will be.
Yeah.
They will be,
yeah,
in time. Hey, and that'll be, as I say, I think that's the potential enemy of social media.
Right.
Is how we manage the privacy. Ramon, give us the website one more time.
Sure.
Quickly.
Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com. Use technology, but don't be afraid of it.
There you go. Well said. Thanks, Ramon. See you next time.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.